Tarda Limb's structure. This section contains spoilers for The Prisoner of Tarda Limb. Proceed at your own discretion. Our characters have mentioned Tarda Limb in several of our works published before A Prince's Errand. It was a place where Chesareth's allies were imprisoned, prior to the use of the Amulet of Draconic Control. We had written about a couple prisons on Kaldah, one of which holds criminal mages, but for this novel I wanted to make something grander. One of the prisons we had designed was a cube, but Tarda Limb needed to be different, unique. I thought about different structures and liked the idea of a sphere with a type of artificial gravity pushing from the sphere's center, a prison that if one stumbled into, they would wander forever, a never-ending labyrinth that was always changing. Dyson's spheres have always intrigued me, particularly the shell concept when used as the habitat for an enormous civilization. So many people can fit on a sphere's or shell's interior, if some sort of artificial gravity can be maintained. The shell concept became the basis for Tarda Limb's structure. But Tarda Limb needed to be smaller than a Dyson shell, small enough that it could be hidden on a planet, yet large enough to hold millions of prisoners. So we came up with multiple layers, as if Dyson shell were nested within Dyson shell, like a set of Russian nesting dolls, Matryoshka. The idea for the shift came about while watching my wife play with her Rubik's Cube. I immediately saw Tarda Limb's labyrinth as a spherical puzzle. That made my head hurt at first. Since it is hard for Amandal and the others to explain Tarda Limb's dimensions throughout the story, here are a few specifics that should clarify the fabled prison. Tarda Limb is 1 mile in diameter with 33 levels, floors. The roost, or heart of the sphere, is the 34th floor and is a half mile in diameter. Each floor is 80 feet apart, despite the hallways being only 40 feet tall, or 4 stories. That other 40 feet is divided between 5 feet of floor, 5 feet of ceiling, and 30 feet of mechanisms that facilitate the shift. There are 8 stairwells on floors 2 through 32, 4 ascending, 4 descending. The stairwells of Tarda Limb seem fixed, but they are also affected by the shift, moving only when both floors' shifts are harmonized. However, the stairs leading from the 32nd floor to the 33rd do not move. They are fixed, as Finch says, so one can always find their way to the roost. We wanted to increase the complexity of the structure to thwart anyone attempting to free the prisoners, so we decided to make the shift occur at different intervals on each floor, starting with a 24-hour interval on the first floor and progressing to a 1-minute interval on the 32nd floor. The 33rd floor is stationary. Now let's talk about size on the various floors. If the shift aligned the halls on the first level so one could walk a straight line, the circumference would be 3.14 miles. There would be a slight curve to the floor, almost unnoticeable, with a 1 degree change every 46 feet. On the 33rd floor, the circumference is 1.57 miles, with a degree change in the floor every 23 feet. This is why Amandal notices the curve right before they enter the roost, as the curve is more pronounced the higher one climbs, or the closer one gets to the center. You can get a good simulation of this by standing between two mirrors that face each other, then slightly angle the mirrors toward the floor. The reflection within the mirrors will look bowed. So we've covered distance and curvature of the floor. Now for the area. The total square footage of the first floor is 3.14 square miles, which translates into 87,538,176 square feet. That's just the first floor. There is a gradual decrease, but even on the 33rd floor, the total square footage is 22,023,936. As Amandal and the others note, Tarda Limb all looks the same. When the prison was constructed, it was built in identical sections. Each section is 120 feet by 120 feet. Each section contains one corridor and one large room, or multiple small rooms within the same space as a larger room. Each section is the same, like the individual squares of a Rubik's cube. As with the floors and ceiling, the walls in these sections are 5 feet thick. Tartalem's first floor has around 6,000 of these sections, with 1,529 sections on the 32nd. Each of these sections, except on the first floor, contains cells for Tartalem's prisoners. A large room contains roughly 700 prisoners. By a rough calculation, Tartalem's second floor contains 4,356,000 humanoid prisoners. Floors 2 through 24 contain the humans and the Kisha and some of the other humanoid variants. Floors 25 through 31 contain the larger prisoners, dragons in their various forms. The most dangerous dragons are placed on the 31st floor along with some Malisha and the so-called gods of Chesareth's pantheon. No cells are within the 32nd or 33rd floors. Potentially, Tartalem can hold around 75 million humanoid prisoners and 10,000 dragons. Exiling that many prisoners would be an arduous task at best. Around 50 years, give or take a year or two. You can find specific dimensions for each floor, as well as other statistics, on a chart in the accompanying PDF.